Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I've got a great, great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Pastor Rafael Cruz will be joining us. Calling all pastors, it's time for pastors to stand up. Our nation is under assault. Let's not get carried away. Yes, we've heard good things, possibly, about a Supreme Court decision, but don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. This was intentional, and it was intentional to try to put the saints back to sleep, and it was intentional to try to put pressure on the justices to change their opinions and to rally the radical troops and create chaos in our streets. And it is so important that we stay diligent, calling all pastors. Top of the next hour, Nikki Gosser is going to be with us. She's the executive director of Crime Prevention Research Center. And these shootings that have taken place, Sacramento, California, early release. Waukesha, Wisconsin, you know, the event that everybody forgot. The guy that ran over all those people at the parade, killed six people, didn't fit the narrative, early release. Nikki Gosar's pushing a bill in Tennessee to make sure that violent criminals serve their sentence. Her husband was murdered by a stalker who stalked them to a restaurant and shot him seven times. A man who never should have been out of prison. And now that same individual is set for early release. Early release. We'll talk with Nikki about that situation. Bottom of the hour, David Wormser is with us. We'll get a live update on what's happening in Israel. Hamas went to Moscow, and behind a Russian protection and in partnership with Iran, has declared war on Israel. And the terms? No Jews, no Christians on the Temple Mount, and a return of all territories that they rightfully were won in battle in 1967. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. And that's why I'm so glad to be partnering with my next guest. They are a brand new sponsor of the program. I'm thrilled to have them. If you're watching us online, you can see simplycleanfoods.net. Use the code capital CGR for a 5% discount. And I welcome the CEO of simplycleanfoods.net, Mr. Chance Gibson. Chance, welcome. Good to have you, man. It's good to have you, brother.
Oh, Pastor, it's good to be here. I'm so excited to more than anything else, Pastor, educate your listeners on why, especially now, Pastor, why it's so important to start preparing if you haven't already done so. Yes, sir.
Well, and so let's talk about that and what simplycleanfoods.net does. First of all, your name tells the story about the food that you have available to people, but tell me a little bit about that process and educate our listeners on what Simply Clean Foods means.
Absolutely. So we started Simply Clean Foods back in 2017. We were in the survival and preparedness business for many, many years, and we just could not find, Pastor, food that we personally wanted to put into our vessel, right? Mm-hmm. And through prayer and through amazing, I don't call them coincidences because there are no coincidences in heaven, the walls just started coming down. We prayed that we would be able to manufacture a product that was so clean, it could be one simple ingredient with no preservatives, with a shelf life up to 20 years, and no heavy metals. So in 2017, all those walls came down. I had folks calling us from other countries out of the blue, right? These were not calls that I initiated. And everything just came together, Pastor, and I'll explain why a little bit later. But what we do is we provide live foods, foods that your body needs, that it wants, right? Fruits and vegetables, eggs and chicken and dairy. These are foods that you can't find in a lot of other companies. But we take that a step further. We use absolutely no preservatives in our process. And the process is called freeze drying. And in freeze drying, that process then is broken down to a term called lyophilization. I'll repeat that, lyophilization.
Okay.
In that process, Pastor, you take a fresh fruit or vegetable, for example, you slice that up into smaller pieces, and you put it into a freeze dryer. A freeze dryer then takes that food and freezes it to about negative 60 degrees Fahrenheit. After that food has been frozen to that level, then we introduce a high vacuum system in a sealed environment. That removes those ice crystals them from that frozen product, leaving a perfectly freeze-dried product without moisture, which is the enemy, right, of food as well as heat.
Sure.
And it puts that food in, you could think of it like a stasis, right?
Okay.
The one difference between, the biggest difference between dehydration, which a lot of people do at home, and freeze-drying is dehydration requires heat. Well, when you heat a product, even in your kitchen, like let's say you're making broccoli.
Okay.
Once you hit 160 degrees, Pastor, the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients in that beautiful vegetable start to diminish greatly.
Right.
So we don't use heat in that process. So when our food is then rehydrated, right? So basically think of it like, let's take a cauliflower or a broccoli florette. That's going to shrink like 80%, right?
Sure.
Because you've taken the moisture out. When you rehydrate, it goes right back to where it was when we freeze-dried it in the first place. Then we package this food, Pastor, in a very high-quality Mylar pouch. In that Mylar pouch are seven layers, three layers on each side of poly and one layer of, think of it like a metallized material.
Okay.
What that does is it creates like the vacuum of space. No oxygen can get in, no oxygen can get out, no light can get in, no light can get out. So now we've created something that we feel is kind of special.
Mm-hmm.
You take a banana, raspberry, pineapple, strawberry, whatever that might be, you open that thing up 10, 15 years later, and it's going to taste just the same way it did the day that we pouched it. So that is the process. We are so proud to be able to say this company, through the Lord's help, and you know, this is his company, it's not our company, has just really grown to be able to help thousands and thousands and thousands of families across the United States and in other countries prepare in a way like Joseph did.
Let me ask you real quick, with regards to this process, because you mentioned something interesting about taking out the ice crystals. And a lot of people, I think, don't realize how much damage the residue of those ice crystals can create to a freeze-dried product, you know, the freezer burning process that a lot of us experience, right? When we try to freeze meat or what have you at home, you know, if you don't seal it right, if, you know, if you hold it too long, you end up with this freezer burn, and you pull that piece of meat out and it's like, oh my God, what happened to this thing? Talk a little bit about the significance of that and the removal of those crystals.
Sure, absolutely. The idea of freezing that wonderful fruit or vegetable to negative 60 degrees creates the great opportunity then, because it's so cold, Pastor, creates that possibility of that vacuum system removing those ice crystals. Water and food are wonderful together when you consume it. Water and food are not so wonderful together when frozen over a long period of time. Mm. And so that's exactly what you're saying. Everyone, I think, all your listeners, I'm sure, have experienced, you get a great bargain, let's say, on a tenderloin, right?
Yeah.
And you portion it out, you do everything you think is right, and you throw it in the freezer. Now, 9 months later, you pull out that same tenderloin, and you're like, what is this? I mean, it just turns into a consistency of rubber. You can't eat it. It's not palatable.
Right.
Even the dogs will turn their noses away from it, right? Yeah. So that is the importance of the vacuum process, the lyophilization process. The reason why it works so well is because we put that product in a state where now it's so cold, that vacuum is going to pull all that moisture right out of there. Our equipment's a little bigger than some of the home equipment you see out there, but it takes us approximately 12 hours to do a complete run of, let's say, mango or green beans or whatever that might be, about 12 hours. That 12 hours is worth it, Pastor, because that food now is shelf stable for 20 years. I do want to say this. When's the last time, Pastor, you went to the store and you threw your arms up to heaven saying, "Oh, wow, food prices have just gone down"? No, it doesn't happen.
Not even close. Right, right.
It doesn't happen. And we're experiencing, besides, everyone knows about the food shortages across the globe, but the inflation, Pastor, some people call it hyperinflation. I'm no expert, but I can tell you everything that we're buying now is rising significantly in cost, even for us. So, look, think about this. The greatest investment, seriously, listen, the greatest investment you can make for your family, it's not going to be something you can't eat, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah, you can have stocks and bonds, but they don't taste too good, right? You need good quality food, free of GMOs.
Yeah. Well, and I'm going to jump in because we're gonna get into a break. Yeah, but let me just say, folks, again, simplycleanfoods.net is where you need to go. Simplycleanfoods.net. Use the CAPCGR for a 5% discount. You can also call them and place your order over the phone as well. And folks, as Chance was saying, look, if there is a collapse of the dollar, a collapse of the fiat system, you're going to have food in order to survive. And as shelves are emptying, as they keep threatening that the supply chain's going to be cut off, it's going to be so critically important that you are ready. I'll be back with more right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Here, there we go. All right, welcome back. Good to have you with me, folks. My special guest, Chance Gibson, CEO of SimplyCleanFoods.net. They are a brand new sponsor here at Chosen Generation Radio, and I just really encourage you, if you're not doing food storage right now, if you haven't taken the step to do that, SimplyCleanFoods.net has a program that will help you, and we're offering a 5% discount. Simply use CAPS CGR for your 5% discount. Non-GMO clean food. We just talked about the process of how that food is put together and prepared. Chance, let's talk for just a minute. We've got about 6 minutes left here. So let's talk about what would you advise folks to start with? Let's say they're just starting out a program right now. How would you advise them to do that? And then maybe a secondary question would be, let's say that they've been doing some things for a while, but you want to encourage them, we want to encourage them to change perhaps what they're doing and switch over to Simply Clean Foods because of the high quality of the product that you guys are putting out.
Oh, absolutely. So I would ask your listeners, this is very important information, to grab maybe a pen and paper. In this priority, you need to prepare the following. Number one, we don't know what the future is going to hold. We don't know if there's going to be a power outage. We don't know if there's going to be a war. So what do? You have to prepare the best that you can. There's an expression that we love, Pastor. It is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it, right? So water, first priority is water. You need to have 200 gallons of storable water per person in the household. Folks, I know that sounds like a lot. All you have to do is to check your water bill to see how much water you're actually using. Mm-hmm. You don't just need water for drinking, like in your toilet, possibly. You need water for cleaning, water for cooking, okay? So 200 gallons of water, storable. We can teach you how to do that. You'd be surprised, really surprised, how you can store that much water in your home. And our consultations are completely free of charge, Pastor. So we just need to arrange those in a schedule that fits both of our needs, okay? So send us an email at simplycleanfoods@chef.net. I'll repeat that. Simplycleanfoods, that's plural, @chef.net. Next is food. Folks, there is a place for canned food, but please understand, a lot of the canned foods that are out there, the reason why they can survive on a grocery store shelf for many years is because of the preservatives that they use to can the food. these preservatives, when the body intake, it doesn't know what to do. This is not a food, right? So it stores these toxic preservatives in the fat, in the body, and in the liver, right? Over periods of time, especially, Pastor, as we get older, that causes inflammation. That inflammation then leads to disease. So we don't want to go to the hospital in an emergency situation because of a choice that we made 10, 15 years ago, right? Is it not better to put clean food into your vessel, right? To get more energy, to feel better, right? On a daily basis, than to pay a $30,000, $40,000 surgical bill because your liver has some major issues, or because you've got disease that cannot be cured unless or be handled unless you have surgery. So these are choices that we have to make now. So be careful what you put in your pantry. We understand a lot of folks are on a budget. You know, our fruits and vegetables are the finest, we believe, in the world because they're non-GMO. In many cases, they're organic. They're grown very slowly, and they're full of vitamins and minerals and nutrients. Pastor, the fruits that you buy at your local store, call it Albertsons, Vons, Safeway, whatever that is, they have to pick them early before they're ripe. Put them on a boat, ship them to the U.S., right? From Mexico or wherever. The problem with that is that fruit never had the opportunity to pull those beautiful minerals and vitamins from the soil. That's where it comes from. It's much better to eat a ripened fruit than it is, of course, like people understand, would be like a green banana. So our fruits are picked when they're ripe, freeze-dried immediately, and pouched immediately, so that you, when you taste it, you'll see. I can just go on and on, but the proof actually is in the strawberry pudding. When you try this for yourself, you'll notice immediately how much richer our food tastes. It'll take you back to the 70s and 60s and 70s when fruits and vegetables really had a lot of flavor, Pastor.
Fantastic, folks. SimplyCleanFoods.net. SimplyCleanFoods.net. If you're watching us, you can see it up on the screen. Use the code capital CGR for a 5% discount. Give them a phone call today. Get started. Free consultations are available. Email them at simplycleanfoods@chef.net. SimplyCleanFoods@chef.net. Chance, thanks so much for being with me this morning and kicking our morning off this way. I greatly appreciate
it. It's a pleasure. And Pastor, real quick, if you don't have internet, a lot of people don't.
We're out of time.
You don't have access to email. Our phone number is 737-400-2066. Or repeat, 737-400-2066. Thank you, Pastor, so much, and God bless you, sir.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
There we go. All right. Welcome back. Good to have you folks. Okay. I am very pleased to welcome to the program with me. He was with us yesterday. I wanted to get him back on the program because I knew there'd be, well, just more information to share. We broke this story for you yesterday with regards to the conflict taking place. Hamas went to Moscow, and from Moscow, with the support of Russia and Iran, interesting bedfellows, they essentially told Israel, you have 48 hours to make sure that the Holy Mount is closed off. You are not to have any Jews or Christians accessing the Holy Mount. And we want you to immediately evacuate all the territories that you have occupied since 1967 and turn those over to the Palestinians. That's essentially what the demand is. Otherwise, we are going to be at war with you, Israel. That is what Hamas has said under the cover of Russia, who, as we all are aware, Russia has invaded the Ukraine, continues to carry on atrocities, absolute atrocities in Ukraine. Dr. David Wormser is with us to discuss the situation in Israel. Dr. Wormser, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so here we sit with this situation. Now, I saw something. I'm a member of a private group on Facebook, the Dallas Jewish Community. And there were pictures that were on there. Ben Gershon put pictures on there of a celebration over there. He referred to it, I thought he referred to it as New Year's, but you've clarified that for me. So they began an Independence Day celebration in Israel. Is that correct?
Yes. Today is Israel Independence Day. The Jewish calendar always starts at sundown and goes to sundown. So it really started late last night, runs through today till this evening. And it's okay. the modern Independence Day. It's not a religious holiday. It's a national holiday.
Okay. Now, relative to this threat that we discussed and that we shared with people yesterday, is there any more background that you can share related to that? And what if any new developments do we have to discuss as it relates to that? I saw something about a particular mosque situation.
Yeah, on the Temple Mount, there is a mosque. There's the Al-Aqsa Mosque. In fact, they built three more mosques in the last two, three decades. So that tells you that there's, when you hear the word status quo, and Israel needs to preserve the status quo, there is no real status quo. It's changing all the time. And 99.9% of the time, it's in the direction of Muslim sympathies. Mm. So, or sensitivities, shall I say. So anyway, that there is the Al-Aqsa Mosque. What happened is that the Israelis, in fact, went ahead and this morning allowed non-Muslims to go back up onto the Temple Mount to visit. There's still very strong restrictions on what they can do. No flags, no symbols of nationalism, no prayer, no group prayer, no carrying of any tourist materials, because the Muslim authority on the Temple Mount does not allow Bibles or non-Palestinian authority sanctioned tour guides up there. But nonetheless, the Temple Mount was open for non-Muslims. And about 1,000 Israelis have gone up until this point. Hamas and the Palestinian Authority say this is a declaration of religious war and that they will respond in the next few hours.
And hang on. So simply because people have gone up there in that area to pray?
Well, they didn't even pray, just because they went up there.
So Hamas considers just the fact that non-Muslims are now in that area, and they're not really even in the mosque, right? I mean, they're kind of a...
No, they don't go into the mosque. They're not allowed to go into the mosque.
Right.
And they're only allowed to go up to the Temple Mount, which is it's much larger than a football field. It's like 2 or 3 football field size.
And the mosque happens to be, they put the mosque on the Temple Mount. Really, I mean, you could break it down and suggest that they put the mosque on the Temple Mount so that they could create this kind of engagement, so that they could use it as an excuse to start a war.
Well, yeah, that of course is one of the reasons why a mosque is up there. The particular mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque, has been up there a long time. I mean, not the three new ones. Mm-hmm. Those are definitely attempts at provoking, exactly like you said. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is over 1,000 years old, and it is put up there to say we are the dominant religion. They
right.
put it deliberately on the Temple Mount. And as I said before once, the mm-hmm. Dome of the Rock, which is not a mosque, that Golden Dome, which is a little separate, is a polemic against Christianity. It's a tirade against the Trinity. And it's put on top of where the foundation stone of the Temple Mount was.
And when you say a polemic, what folks, what he's talking about is that there is writing on that dome that essentially says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, that he's essentially kind of a false prophet, and that Christianity is a false religion.
Absolutely. It's written in mocking tone. So it isn't a reasoned attempt at their different view. It is basically, in a very dismissive way,
mm-hmm.
says, what, you think Jesus was God? Really? You know, that sort of tone is
right.
what captures it. And it right. was put there to say we are the dominant religion.
Mm-hmm. and all these others are false and adulterous and idolatry and all these other kinds of things, and subsequently they need to be destroyed, and those that are followers of those ways need to be destroyed and eliminated as well, so they don't propagate their quote unquote lies according to the Muslims. That's essentially what this is about, and that's why they call it a religious war.
Correct. Look, losing sovereignty over Temple Mount by the Muslims, not controlling it both politically and religiously,
right,
it's a theological challenge to them, because they say they are the final, complete, and pure revelation that was corrupted. God came to earth three times. The first time was to the Jews, and he gave them the Quran. But the Jews corrupted it and have this thing called the Bible, which isn't real in their theology. So he had to come again, and to Jesus, who's a prophet, but they don't accept the divinity of Jesus.
Right.
And again, the Christians corrupted it, and it's not the true revelation. So he had to come again. And this time he came to Muhammad, and that is the pure and final revelation, and it's the actual revelation of God. That's how they look at it. It's very difficult for them then to accept Jewish sovereignty over the Temple Mount,
sure,
or Christian presence or sovereignty in any shape or form. So very difficult for them.
All right. So now let's talk about this declaration of an action, because Israel initially said we're going to not let anybody come up there. We're going to go ahead and give you the control. But Israel recalculated that position because there wasn't an end in sight to Islam's claim upon the mount, and Israel was not going to go along with that, and they shouldn't. Freedom of religion, freedom of the ability for these people. I mean, people travel from, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away to come to journey and make the pilgrimage up to the top of the Temple Mount in order to pray and in order to spend time with God. And this is something that Israel has honored, and they're not dishonoring Islam. They're just simply saying it's not just all about you. Hamas is using this as an excuse to start a war with Israel. And then the outlandish claim that Israel should turn over all of the lands that they won in a war in 1967.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what Hamas did in the last few hours, it said that it will respond. Last night, the Israelis, via Egypt, sent a signal to Hamas, and it was a very blunt signal, which was, if you send rockets, the level of violent Israeli response that is coming your way is unprecedented, and you will not know. You have no idea how big it will be. So the Israelis clearly threatened and tried to deter Hamas from launching missiles today.
Right.
Hamas did say it's going to launch missiles tonight. However, it said it will launch it in a limited way. So they might have gotten the message that this is very dangerous. So the real question is, how are the Israelis going to respond to missiles being sent 10 to 20 miles into Israel rather than the 60 to 90 miles to Tel Aviv or Beersheba, the big cities?
Okay.
They're clearly going to respond to that.
Of course.
The question is, does this escalate to full war?
Right. All right. We're going to take a break. Dr. David Wormser is our guest. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about the potential conflict and war right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. Prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to read something for you folks. For many shall come in my name, saying, this is Matthew 24:5, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Goes on to say, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. David, we're talking about this in a break, and I think it's so important for believers to understand this. Muhammad represents this, saying, they say that Muhammad is the Messiah. They say that Muhammad is the promised one. They say that Muhammad has taken the place of the Christ. Muhammad claimed to be these things, and he would be referred to as one of those that's deceiving, one of those that is a false prophet that has risen up, and there will be many of those. And as you were suggesting and saying, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, Christianity and Judaism are interlocked and always will be, because Jesus was a Jew, but Jesus was the promised Messiah. In my mind, as I view scripture, Jesus is the promised Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the one that was promised, and that the Jewish people have been waiting for this Messiah to appear. As a believer, I believe this Messiah has. And that belief, that relationship with Christ now allows me to be grafted in, so that David and I are brothers together in faith, because I'm grafted in, not replacing, as some have suggested, which again is a false position, but actually joining with. And David, let me let you kind of run with that from there, because you were sharing some feelings and some thoughts with regards to that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the United States at the end of the day is grounded on that principle of a Judeo-Christian culture, that we have a common origin and a common stock, essentially, of how we view people and divinity. And the problem when you deal with another religion like Islam, first of all, despite what a lot of academics say, that Islam was born with clarity of history and so forth, because it's actually not true. The origins of Muhammad are murky, very murky. Yes, we have a very clear history, but that history was written 100 years after Muhammad. We don't have a lot of concurrent. What's striking is we don't even have any concurrent texts, and there were a lot of concurrent texts that ever mention Muhammad.
Right.
And there's a real question whether Muhammad, and you said about the Messiah, false Messiah, the very word Muhammad, the name Muhammad, it actually is a term used at that time in Arabic for the anointed one. So it's possible Muhammad isn't actually a name, but a title. And again, this goes back to the core thing. There is not one existing concurrent text with Muhammad that mentions him. And that's a real problem. There's a text 3 years after that he died that mentions the name of the commander of an army that attacked Gaza. The problem is that army attacked Gaza. The Muslim armies attacked Gaza 3 years after Muhammad died. So that almost speaks to the fact that it's a title, not a person. Mm. So it's a very difficult history to talk about. But Muhammad could have been seen by his followers as the anointed one rather than a man named Muhammad.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I had Rock Peters on the program, and he has textual evidence that would suggest that there were those who believed that Muhammad was insane. Possessed, demonically possessed, that Muhammad himself, even at one point in part of his writings of his history of his life, declares that he thinks that he is. His mother thought that he was at the age of 2 years old. She thought that he was demonically possessed. It's a very interesting, textual history as it relates to that. And of course, my friend Al Rasuli, who'll be with us tomorrow, can recite for you exactly what the belief is. And here's the thing. And when I share these things about Islam, I want to be very clear. I don't want Islamic people fooled. Many Muslims are like many other faith people who have never actually read their books. They've never actually read their texts. They don't understand exactly what the writings actually say. And whereas in both Judaism and Christianity, the closer that we get to God, the closer that we come to the Creator, the more transformed we are into love, into a loving being. And we know that that love covers a multitude of sins, number one, but it is God's expectation of us as Jews and Christians to love one another and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves and to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and spirit. If you're so filled with love, you're not going to do hateful things. On the other hand, Islam teaches that the only guarantee you have to their version of paradise is to die while killing these loving people. So kill a Jew, kill a Christian, and while you're killing them, die yourself. And that act of complete and total violence and hatred is what gets you into this paradise. I would just suggest that there is a better path than all that hate and anger and bitterness. There is a path of peace. There is a path of love. There is a path that brings us together and unites us. And Islam is not that path. And I know I've kind of talked us right up into the break, but that's so important to understand. Pray for Israel. Pray for peace in Israel. It's one of the scriptural commandments that we're supposed to do. And we'll continue to keep you updated on what's going on. And we'll be watching very closely as to Hamas's actions. Thank you, Dr. Wormser.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.